So the halachas of Jewish jurisprudence are laid out very clearly in the parsha. So, for example, one of the halachas, it says, "Ki yiftach ishbor, o ki yichre ishbor lo yichasenu, v'nafal shamo sh'o chamor, bala bo yishalim kesef shibu v'ala v'meis yelo." So, for example, if somebody digs a pit, and say, so if it's got to be a certain depth. So if it's 10 tefachim, then, and you dig it, and an animal falls in and dies, so you're responsible. But let's say you dig a pit 9 tefachim deep, and I dig the last tefach, so who's responsible? Both of us, you did 9 or I who did 10. So the answer is I who did 10. And it's the one who added to the depth of danger, as it were, the lethal death. So you see, all of these things are taken in by the halacha, and but it's interesting. It says balabor yishalim kesef shivli olav v'ameis yelo. But it's not just everything then goes to you. In other words, you dug the pit, the animal died, you have paid for the animal, but then you get the animal, you get the hide, you get whatever is remaining from it. So there's a distinction between American law or strict civil law and Jewish law. Jewish law tries to make a pshara. They always try that a dayan who just tries to do strict justice, where A wins and B loses, or B wins and A loses, or A and B can't win and A and B can't lose. It's one or the other. But the halacha tries to bring about shalom between people. In other words, law isn't just about winning and losing. The way we see is going out. You smile, Your Honor. You're smiling. I'm wrong, huh?
No, we still have some principles here, like mitigating damages.
Okay.
So that's akin to what you're saying.
So, the idea, though, by Jewish law, it's we're trying to make sure that people go out with dignity. People go out with a sense of I haven't been vanquished, I haven't been destroyed, because that leads to more animosity. And now you see that, by the way, in all the political parties today, the Democrats and the Republicans. You know, I win, you lose. All right, these gotcha moments.
No. Sure?
Yeah.
In this country?
In this country, yeah. So the point is that we left to look to Mishpatim, and as a result of looking to Mishpatim, we'll be able to understand the concept of justice versus the concept of law. And that's the idea of Mishpatim. It's a concept of true justice versus a concept of just strict law. And, of course, there are times when law must be enforced directly and strictly. But other times, not so much. We need to make Shalom Beinish Bein Re'ehu.